3 years ago, the band Churches was unknown, but oh, that internet. A few songs go viral and boom. Churches' debut album got rave reviews. They played more than 350 shows in 2 years. And now a new album and a new single. The song is Clearest Blue. The album called Every Open Eye came out late last month. Here now's Miles Parks spoke with the three musicians in Churches about the release before a show in Washington and has this story.
My brother Tyler introduced me to Churches 2 summers ago. He told me they were infectious. Musicians got together in Glasgow, Scotland 3 years ago. They blew up almost immediately after their first album was released. By last summer, they were playing late slots across the summer festival lineup, Bonnaroo, Coachella, Lollapalooza. Larry Fitzmaurice, a music writer with Vice, reviewed the band's first album in 2013. He said they're what a generation raised on electronic music is looking for in a rock band.
There's a real yearning to feel something, just to reach out and, like, get an electric shock no matter where it's coming from. And I think Churches are one of a few bands that are really providing that in a really emotionally satisfying way.
To thank my brother for turning me on to Churches, I let him meet the band and grab a photo before I interviewed them on their tour bus.
This is Tyler.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, nice to meet you guys.
How you doing, mate?
Big fan.
All
right, 1, 2, 3.
It's his new profile picture on Facebook, obviously. In the corner of the photo, but in the foreground, is their lead singer, Lauren Mayberry. She's the youngest of the three at 26. Early on, critics said the band's biggest weakness was its live show. But Mayberry says because of their quick rise, they almost had to use their shows to experiment.
As much as we never did anything that we felt we weren't ready for, we did do an awful lot of stuff in a short space of time. So I think just getting on the road and touring consistently for two and a bit years was very helpful to us in terms of figuring out what we wanted the band to be live. And to me, I would rather have it happen like that naturally, like a natural evolution, rather than being like, okay, we need to write this kind of album or we need to be these kind of performers because that's what people think you should be. I don't think that feels very... It's no point in forcing yourself to be something you're not, I guess.
During their live set, Mayberry takes center stage. She's flanked on both sides by the other two members, Martin Doherty and Ian Cook, who mostly play synthesizers and keyboards. They were a supporting headliner at this year's Pitchfork Music Festival. Church's popularity has exponentially increased even in just the past year. The band's most popular song has more than 30 million plays on Spotify. Even though the band is just a few years old, Martin Doherty has been a professional musician for almost his entire adult life. He says he doesn't understand it when some bands say they long for the days of writing and performing music without the world watching.
I invite those guys to live in the back of a van over 7 American tours. Feel like every day you're pushing a rock up a hill, and when you get to the show that you've driven 8 hours to get to, there's 17 people there. I don't feel particularly nostalgic for those days.
Why? I don't understand.
No. What we have now is everything that I've ever wanted in the music business, you know?
That was Ian Cook chiming in there. He's the oldest of the trio at 40, and he says the band's differing ages and musical influences help shape their sound. There's some Peter Gabriel,
early Madonna,
The Eurythmics,
Depeche Mode, Prince, Michael Jackson.
Cook, Doherty, and Mayberry used all of those influences in making this second album, called Every Open Eye. They spent almost 6 straight months holed up in their basement studio in Glasgow. The record came out late last month, and it's gotten almost universal praise.
As much as it's got some of the darkest stuff we've written, I think it also has some of the most hopeful, forward-facing stuff. And I like that it can kind of draw a line under where we are and just look forward.
For now, Mayberry and her bandmates acknowledge that future is on the road. The three kicked off their North American tour at Landmark Music Festival in Washington, D.C. A notable music blog, Consequence of Sound, called theirs the best set of the weekend. Mayberry stomped and kicked, while Cook and Doherty bobbed next to her surrounded by electronic instruments. Thousands of fans screamed the singer's lyrics back at her. Of course, my brother Tyler was among them, jumping up and down in the front row, taking pictures the whole time. For Here and Now and NPR News, I'm Miles Parks.
Lucky brother, to get his brother to do that story. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.